brothers and Shias of Bahrain, and we denounce the atrocities committed in Syria against the innocent civilians, and we denounce the atrocities committed in Pakistan by Sabah Sahaba, the army of Yazid, and the Saudi-sponsored terrorists in Pakistan. We denounce all the terrorist activities. And in addition, I would like to say to the US administration, being a Muslim American and a US citizen, I would like to respectfully disagree with our administration. And I would like to say to our administration, there is no justification for supporting Al-Qaeda, because there is no moderate Al-Qaeda. We must condemn Al-Qaeda in its totality. We must stop supporting the House of Saud. There is no justification to support a barbaric, undemocratic regime. So, racism, Zionism, occupation, terrorism, oppression can never bring about any peace in this world, because we believe all the humans matter. We believe that black lives matter. We believe that white lives matter. We believe that all the human beings matter. We believe, and my message as a Muslim Shia priest to all of you, respect your Jewish neighbors. Respect your Christian neighbors. Respect your Hindu neighbors. Because our Prophet in Ahlul Bayt, we are so proud of the great moral value system that we follow. Our Prophet and his progeny has taught us to respect our neighbors regardless of their faith. So we respect all the human beings, and all the human beings matter in our lives, in our faith. It's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to not let the blood of this martyr down, and to continue the Islamic peaceful movement that this martyr and his likes have brought forward in the history of Tashayyu, how the Islamic leader has said is a red line. And نحن مكلفون بالوظيفة لست مكلفين بالنتيجة ما مكلف بوظيفين نتيجة هو إمام رضوان الله عليه إمام راهم رضوان الله عليه used to say that we are obliged to do our duty and not to care about the result. So we are here to perform one of our duties, to denounce the terrorism and to break the silence and to condemn the atrocity and to follow the footsteps of this great martyr. And we will never allow the blood of this martyr to be let down. And we pray to Allah that this blood transforms into a peaceful Islamic movement in the entire Persian Gulf region, to we find change and we find this Ahl-e Saud despotic cult to be brought down, and the despotic regime in Bahrain and in Qatar and elsewhere in the surrounding areas, in the United Arab Emirates, in Oman, all those undemocratic regimes coming down, and the people be given their right, and there should be democratic governments in those Persian Gulf region. It is our responsibility, brothers and sisters, before we leave, to renew our oath with the Imam of our time. Nothing can move forward without that. So I would like each and everyone among you to please raise your hand and say with loud voices, Labbaik Ya Mahdi!
Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi! Labbaik Ya Mahdi!
Protect all of our mu'mineen in the entire Islamic Ummah, and all of our great scholars, and our Maraj Ayatullah Sistani, may Allah protect him, Samaatul Wali Al-Faqih, all the great Maraj, may Allah protect all of them, and all those who are working on the path of Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, may Allah protect all of them, and all those who are commemorating the Azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the entire Islamic Ummah, may Allah protect all of them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the best of the jaza to all of you for participating in this peaceful rally. Before the end, please, I request and urge all of you, hold the hands of each other.